In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, happy Advent. Some people don't know what Advent is, except it's a little paper calendar that you get. You get to open up a door each day, and if you're really lucky, it has little pieces of chocolate behind each door as you count down for Christmas. But Advent is more than that. It is a preparatory season for the celebration of Christmas. There's an ancient tradition in the church whenever you have a feast day, you have a day of fasting before it in order to prepare to celebrate that feast day with great thanksgiving, with hearts and minds purified. And when you talk about that, usually what people think about is Lent, because the great preparatory period before we celebrate the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord. But Christmas is also important. It's very important because we're celebrating the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it makes sense that we also have a preparatory period before that. That's why we're wearing purple, the color of penance. Now, we also wear penance during Lent. Now, the liturgy types will say, well, you know, Advent's really not a penitential season. It's a season of joyful expectation. That's penance. You know, penance isn't about feeling crappy. Penance is about we're expecting something great to happen, so we want everything to be just so before that day arrives. And so, yes, Advent is a season of penance also, and as a preparatory season. Now, some people, again, they think Christmas started. As soon as Thanksgiving was over, up with the tree, and then the 26th of December rolls around, the tree goes bye-bye. No, that's not Catholic. Now, I'm not an Advent Nazi. You know what an Advent Nazi is? You can't turn on any lights during Advent. You can't have a Christmas tree. No, you can do those things, but I would suggest putting them up gradually and building up to Christmas Day. And don't take your Christmas tree down until Epiphany, or more precisely speaking, the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, because Christmas is so great that we don't just have a penitential season. We also have a day and an octave and a whole season to meditate upon the great mysteries of the Incarnation. So make use of Advent. Have fun during Advent. Get your lights up during Advent. But realize where it is aimed towards Christmas, a great and holy day when we celebrate the coming of our salvation into the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.